Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Now, these are some horrible statistics. In Australia, 1 in 81 women will develop cancer, ovarian cancer, at some point in her life. In fact, an estimated 5 women are diagnosed with ovarian cancer every day. And sadly, one woman dies every 8 hours in Australia. Well, today is World Ovarian Cancer Day. And to find out more about it, we're joined by Sarah Powell, who's the CEO of Pink Hope. Sarah, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit more about ovarian cancer in Australia?
Yeah, so it actually has the poorest outcomes of all the cancers for women. Sadly, only about 50% of women with ovarian cancer will survive past 5 years. And if you compare that to breast cancer, which has a 5-year survival of about 90%, and the reason for that is there is no reliable screening method. So generally, people will, you know, often find it once it's already spread to other parts of their body.
So is there a hereditary link with ovarian cancer?
Yeah, so it's estimated around 15 to 20% of women diagnosed with ovarian cancer will carry a genetic mutation. So the most common ones are the BRCA 1 and 2 gene mutations, and Angelina Jolie made those famous, so people may have heard about them. And if you carry one of those genetic mutations, then you have around about a 40 to 60% chance of getting ovarian cancer in your lifetime.
So can you genetically test for these genes?
Yeah, so genetic testing is available in Australia. Now, there is some criteria that you have to meet to get Medicare-funded genetic testing, but I think we encourage everyone to have a conversation about their history of cancer in their family, and if they think that there's any kind of history, you know, particularly around breast and ovarian cancer, go and speak to their GP and get a referral to a family cancer clinic.
We're chatting with Sarah Powell, who's the CEO of Pink Hope, as it's World Ovarian Cancer Day. Sarah, you mentioned that, you know, if someone, say has a genetic link or have relatives that have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer, then they should be more vigilant and have the test. What if you're not sure about your family and what the history is? Maybe you've lost contact, for example.
Look, that's a really great question because, you know, in a lot of families, people aren't in contact, or, you know, in a lot of families, people don't talk about cancer or, you know, illnesses and that kind of thing. So it can be very challenging. The best thing you can do is just find out as much information as possible and then have a chat to your GP. You know, outside of that, if there's no clear family history, I would say that with ovarian cancer, people often say that the symptoms are silent, but, you know, often they're not. They just sort of seem quite generic. Particularly as there might be symptoms you might have during your cycle, like bloating, feeling more full, weight gain, weight loss, those kind of things. So what we say to people is if that symptom persists more than a couple of weeks, go and talk to a doctor.
Sarah, what's your family's experience with ovarian cancer?
So personally, I was diagnosed with breast cancer actually when I was 29, and I have no clear family history of breast or ovarian cancer. But because I was so young when I was diagnosed and the type of breast cancer I had genetic testing and it showed that I have a BRCA1 mutation. Now, my history, it comes from my dad's side of the family and they're Ashkenazi Jewish, which just means they're from Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
And Eastern European Jewish people have much higher prevalence of genetic mutation. So that's another thing to look out for. If you have Eastern European Jewish ancestry, definitely have a look into genetic testing.
Sarah, if someone's listening and they want to find out a little bit more information about the genetic testing or ovarian cancer in general, where can they go to find some help?
So yeah, come visit our website, pinkhope.org.au. We've got heaps and heaps of information because we're a charity that supports families that have hereditary cancers. So we've got lots on there around genetic testing, breast cancer, genetic cancers. And if there's anything, you know, questions, just give us a call or send us an email. Always happy to help.
Sarah, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Joy Drive.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Take care.
That's Sarah Powell, who's the CEO of Pink Hope. And that website, again, is pinkhope.org.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.